Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Couple more athletes that people liked for things off of the field. Just because they were fun or what have you. Before we go around the NFL, from the 832, Jose Lima for the Casa Ole.
Oh. Perfect.
Again, yeah. That's right in my wheelhouse because that as a kid, that was how I knew him. Mm-hmm. That was the one, like that Casa Ole commercial. So that did it for me. And then from the 409, Vince Wilfork in overalls.
Hey, you know what? That HBO has made a lot of stars out of just kind of personalities and stuff.
That's kind of the whole idea of Hard Knocks. Yeah. Is like, hey, I mean, maybe obviously you see them do some football things, but usually, hey, these are some personalities here. Mm-hmm. That's the whole idea of those. The drive to survive, all of those, is like get people involved in the sport from the human story perspective side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I kind of got with Jameis Winston.
That's like, a good one.
I don't give a damn about what he do on the field. Mm-hmm. Just his personality, man.
It and there are probably a lot that don't even know that Jameis Winston is really that, you know, has that kind of career, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, he's the guy that was walking around New Orleans.
Yeah. Or honestly, you forget he was the number one overall pick at one point.
Yes. Yeah.
like we never talk about the conversation of his career, you know, kind of being, I don't want to call it a failure, but he didn't live up to that number one overall pick status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's go around the NFL now and talk about a different quarterback who is now signed up. And his name is Aaron Rodgers. He is now they've put out the statement and everything. It's official, right? We're no longer doing the will they, won't they. They will. And Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. Don't worry about seeing if he makes it for training camp and whether Mason Rudolph will have to, you know, start week one. Mm-hmm. None of that is necessary. He is now the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hooray. We've gotten over this.
Hooray.
Is this actually going to work?
Like, you say hooray?
Where are we now on how the Steelers look? Because obviously this is a much better option quarterback-wise than Mason Rudolph. We've discussed that quite a bit, the idea of like that portion of this. But now that has actually been consummated to some degree, what do we actually view of this pairing? Because I don't think that it is as celebratory as like I would have imagined or I would have thought in years past for certain. But it doesn't feel like it's that great of a pairing anyway.
No, it doesn't. And I'm sure Steelers fans, being Steelers fans, always, you know, and most football fans, you know, always hoping for the best and the big splash. And boy, it's really going to be good now. I'm sure they're happy with this. I'm guessing the majority of Steelers fans are happy. I don't think they should be for the same reasons that we've talked about a bunch of times. Like, what is the ceiling even with Aaron Rodgers? What is the ceiling with the Steelers? 10-7? First round exit? That's the ceiling to me.
Yeah, I think the thing, especially because as soon as you get – Aaron Rodgers in there. We talked about this a little bit with Clint, right? He always wants to run his offense. But even if he, you know, kind of is a new and improved Aaron Rodgers in this one regard of, okay, I'm not going to be as demanding when it comes to being in charge of things. We're going to let the offensive coordinator call things. That offensive coordinator's name is Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not very fond of him as an offensive coordinator. On top of the idea that, have you noticed that Mike Tomlin kind of has a type?
Yeah, he does.
Like, Mike Tomlin, in my mind, is the baddie that can't pick him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, in theory, right? And I say that to mean, you know, we've all seen the woman who was like, in theory, she can get whoever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she seems to always pick somebody who is not good for her or what have you. Like, just don't
she
work out.
She likes the bad boys.
I don't even know if it's the bad boys, but the ones that don't work out. Like, just always toxic, unhappy, right? Yeah, and this is not the, hey, you know, she's picking a dude who is, you know, out kicking his coverage. Because sometimes they be happy and it's all good. Like, this is not happy necessarily because, like, do you remember when they had Matt Canada as the offense coordinator? Mm-hmm. And they kept Matt Canada for too long? Like, you remember, obviously, Arthur Smith that you've had in there. I was going back and I was looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers. And do you remember a few years back when they had they started their year 11-0?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was
some were buying in.
Yeah, some people were looking at it like, yo, are the Pittsburgh Steelers for real? And I was like, are we watching the same game? Because this Pittsburgh Steelers team does not look good.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I was like, all right, so who was the offensive coordinator that year? And that year, I believe, was, if memory serves me, that year was 2017, right?
Yeah.
I was like, who was the Pittsburgh Steelers coach, or offensive coordinator, rather, that year? Are you familiar with Todd Haley?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I am very familiar with Todd
Haley. Todd Haley, another one of those offense coordinators that people were like, eh, like, it's just a whole bunch of, hey, what's happening with this offensive coordinator, despite the fact that, like, you know, Mike Tomlin seems to get it done. And it feels like this is another instance with Arthur Smith where I go, I don't really love him as an offensive coordinator. He does not seem to be, like, particularly innovative. He does not seem to be amongst the top 10 of the offensive coordinators in the league. You bring in Aaron Rodgers, and obviously he has comes with some offensive things, but if Arthur Smith is still the one running point on this, I don't know how high you can get just to begin with.
I agree with the toxic relationship that could possibly be happening there, but for a different reason. With Arthur Smith, remember when he was with the Titans, rising star, boy, he's really getting a lot out of this squad, all that. He was, you know, one of the big favored names out there with the Titans. But he's also very inflexible.
Wait, when you said he was there with the Titans and he had a lot of good offense, did that also happen to coincide with Derrick Henry being really good at football?
Look, I'm just
asking questions.
No, I'm not saying how.
But Ryan Tannehill has some good years. Say what you want about what was around him.
I'm not saying how, but he was. That's undeniable. It's like, hey, Arthur Smith, you know, that guy is going to be this, this, or this. And then we saw in Atlanta, and this is why I think it's going to be a bad mix, Arthur Smith is headstrong. Arthur Smith is very much inflexible. He's very much my way or the highway. And you got Aaron Rodgers? Keep in mind, Kyle Pitts, when he was with Atlanta, Bijan Robinson, you know, is like, he is just like trying to put the square peg into the round hole because that's the way he wants it to be done. That ain't going to fly with Aaron Rodgers. And it's never flown with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Aaron Rodgers is a dude who can be at times too smart for his own good in some ways, which, look, good, bad, what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if things are not working, he's looking at it like this does not make sense. I imagine even if he is trying to acquiesce, that will not go over nearly as well, because he'd be looking at him and being like, hey, why are we not doing the better thing?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm still very interested to see this, but at the very least, you're not running out Mason Rudolph here, right? Like, I feel like that's ultimately the win there. And another win is that they actually got this. They actually got this done. Because when did you think this was going to happen?
I thought it was going to wait all the way to training camp. Yeah. And then just come in and be Aaron Rodgers, you know, and try to, you know, try to just run the whole show. And I'm here now, and I'm here for the rescue and save the day and all that stuff. And then it was going to be a mess. I still think it's going to be a mess, but for a different reason.
Yeah. So best of luck to the Steelers. Congratulations on finally getting your guy. We'll see what that ultimately means for them in that AFC North. That's not going to be very fun. The Ravens are still, you know, really tough. And then you look at the Bengals, who are probably trying to resurge, and then whatever the Browns are going to be. I don't know. but as we continue around the NFL, it looks like the Colts might have dodged a little bit of injury news here, because Michael Pittman had to leave practice early yesterday, which made you look up and go, I mean, you just had the news of Anthony Richardson dealing with a re-injury, a re-aggravation, or what have you, of that AC joint sprain that he had dealt with last year. Then it's going to have him out essentially indefinitely at this point. We don't know when that comes back, but they said no timeline is what Shane Steichen said. Well, it seems like, there's not an injury there, because Pittman, I guess when they were wrapping this thing up, they said that there's not major injury there. Like, their further evaluation kind of put him in a place where it seems like they're going to be okay. So I thought that would have been there. But going back to the Anthony Richardson situation, why are there so many shoulder injuries in this division?
It's crazy. You're talking about, obviously, who knows with exactly what it is with C.J. Stroud and him and Trevor Lawrence. It was a shoulder, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a shoulder that he was doing.
You sure it wasn't the head on his from his Z's.
Right. Yeah. Well, that too.
If you so choose to view it that way. No, but yeah, there's a lot of shoulders happening in this particular division that makes you go, oh, that's interesting. But thankfully, I think we're in a place where you feel good about you feel good about the CJ shoulder thing.
I feel good that he'll place. Let's start the season. Yes.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Some other things. Around the NFL. How about this? Because obviously Sean Payton has done a fantastic job there in Denver. And one of the things that we've seen this particular offseason is we're, you know, trying to find things to talk about. And of course, as the NFL has allowed players to go play in the LA 28 flag football Olympics where you will have flag football being played, Sean Payton has been kind of asked, as a lot of people have been asked about this. He was asked not just about would you be willing to let your players play, about whether he would want to coach. And he said, quote, "I don't want to answer questions in 2028 when I'm focused on Friday," which I think great answer, which I think a lot of these folks could have utilized something similar. Hey, man, like that is a few years down the road. Do you think it's even a good idea to have an NFL coach that flag football team?
I was going to ask you the same thing. I go back and forth, you know, in terms of like concepts and, you know, utilizing speed and, you know, deception and all that. I think they would have a leg up on a lot of people, but they've never coached flag football. That's a different animal, man.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know that they'd have a leg. I imagine it being such a different world in the way that you play this, right? It does not operate in the same way as touch football, as gridiron football as we have it. It seems entirely odd to even like consider that. So I imagine that probably was part of it, but I don't know how you say, or maybe I guess you could say that part. Like, I don't know that feels like an entirely different sport.
I wonder if this is going to be a situation where the NFL has said, yeah, we're going to let our players, we encourage our players to play in the Olympics, but we want to kind of control it. Like back in the day when the NBA entered, you know, the Olympics, the NBA had a lot of say in everything.
Yeah.
You know, players, rosters, they reconfigured the U.S. Olympic, you know, basketball program, put a lot of NBA people in there.
That was when Brian Colangelo got at the top.
Got in there. You know, you go back, you know, some of the Chuck Daly and all that stuff. They said, we're going to do it, but we're going to have a big, you know, say in this. I could see the NFL doing that. I just hope that the NFL does it largely for like clicks, marketing, et cetera, but still let flag football people kind of kind of do most of the heavy lifting when it comes to, you know,
the actual strategy
and stuff like that. Like make an icon the head coach, you know, hell, you know, 79-year-old Pete Carroll, you know, it kind of ties in with the Chuck Daly thing, you know, back in the day. Like, he's the figurehead. We've got our players there, but hey, y'all, can y'all help us with this flag football thing? You know, like the real people that do it, you know, that one of those things.
Maybe so. Yeah. We'll see what that ultimately looks like in years and years, literally 3 years from now, or probably not 3 years to find out what the actual apparatus will be, but 3 years to actually see them play some football now, or some flag football. When we're actually talking about playing real football, mere months away. We're really
90 days from the first game today.
Is it officially 90 today?
90 days.
90 days from getting football back in our lives in a official capacity. We'll get some more football when it comes to mandatory mini camps that are starting up for the Texans next week. And, you know, Texas obviously in division with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Liam Cohen, who was the new head coach of that team, and now really the offensive play caller, he's looking at his quarterback, and he thinks that he's drastically improved, talking about his footwork in specific, right? He said, I think just the rhythm of playing the position in every system is different, right? Drop of a quarterback is different, what have you. And he went on to just kind of praise Trevor Lawrence in this way. Does this give you any level thoughts on what he might be able to do with Trevor Lawrence this year? Is this the year that Trevor Lawrence puts it all together?
I just can't buy into it, man. I just can't buy into it. I've on the record, I don't know how I feel that it's going to be a bleep show over there, but it's going to be, at minimum, it's going to be worth watching with Jacksonville, with, you know, what they're doing over there. I mean, at what point? All the technique, all the footwork, all that stuff. At what point does it become, nah, man, it's too late in the game for this guy to really change that significantly, you know?
But the thing about him is, like, you could see the raw assets that he has.
Yeah.
And it seems like Liam Cohen, who, I mean, look, I do wonder how good he is, because he had good results, but you look at Baker Mayfield and he might be a kingmaker.
Yeah.
In some ways, the last three offensive coaches that he's had have gotten head coaching jobs. We talked about Dave Canales, obviously talked about Liam Cohen, and there's one more that I'm forgetting in this very moment. But like he's done a good job, and he might be a guy that is kind of helping and allowing these guys to be better versions of themselves. So I'm interested, but I mean, it does feel like he is getting down to like the details of reimagining what Trevor Lawrence's game is, and maybe, just maybe, allowing him to actually exist in the you know,
what year
potential
is this for Trevor Lawrence?
Is this year five?
Five?
I believe.
Yeah, because he just got his contract. He just got a new contract. What, last year?
Yeah.
Last season?
That's kind of late.
This is the last
game.
One, though, right? Like, this is the last year before we lock you into what you are at this point, right?
Year five, I mean, talk footwork all you want,
man. Yeah, maybe this is him. Maybe he's just an average quarterback, like kind of middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Type of quarterback.
And maybe you can give him above average in some cases, you know. He's thrown for over 4,000 yards and all that, but year five, and you're like, oh, okay, do your feet this way, and all of a sudden you're going to be all pro.
I'm just,
you know?
And I mean, the reason why I can maybe see this is, Doug Peterson, who is an offensive guy, right, who was the previous coach of the Jaguars, it didn't feel like he was, you know, he had the level of investment that you won, whether it was because of, like, you know, infighting or what have you within within the organization. It feels like Liam Cohen, like, obviously fresh, having more opportunity coming in with that that exuberance, maybe that will help him, you know, be a little bit more tight end on his P's and Q's. But, yeah, man, I think – we're getting to a place where we could probably write the book on who Trevor Lawrence is
after this year, for sure.
Right.
Like, unless he works a miracle and that little foot adjustment makes him all pro, we'll know.
Yeah. All right. So you're around the NFL here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Really, Aaron Rodgers, we can put that to bed now. At least the will they, won't they of it all.
Thanks for joining us. We've been expecting you.
It'll be, yeah. Now we just have to watch Aaron Rodgers play football again. See if he still got it in the arm and everything. So we'll see what that looks like. All right. Coming up next, Lopez has a little segment for us that he is entitled, You Good With It, right? So NFL list season is going up this week. So he's compiled various lists to see how the Texans rank in these various places. Are you good with these various lists? We'll start that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.